Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to With Insights. I'm your host, Lee Garcia, streaming live on the World Wide Web, on withinsightsradio.com, on the Blog Talk Radio Network. For the next 60 minutes, we will be learning about With Insights. All our friends on this show have something to share, something to give. So I want you to sit back and relax, fasten your seatbelts, and let's get ready for the ride.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, broadcasting live here in Columbus, Ohio, right in my dining room of Garcia's International Restaurant. Just sitting here, my friend Mark Faney's here with me. He's going to be on here in a few minutes. He's going to be talking to us about, all the beautiful things of the stars today. So we look forward to hearing from him and him sharing some projections or some things. I don't know how he really does it, but we'll find out about 2014 and what's happening here in the last season. 2013. It's been a crazy month for me. The last 2 months have been kind of interesting. Find myself in these staring into space mode, kind of just like going, just looking like a little kid would. Like you see something in the far distance and you're wondering, what are you looking at? I was driving and I'm thinking to myself, I just drove my car 3 miles with my dad next to me and my dad's talking to me and I totally zoned out in the car. I was just like, well, thank God I have higher self and protectors, because I don't know where I would end up if I didn't have that. But we all have that. But so that's kind of the things that are going on with me. So hopefully you guys out there in the cyber world can share your thoughts of what's happening, what's been going on. Tell us about what's going on in your holiday season, what's happening. For me, it's just been fighting this bronchitis. Being about speaking my true voice. Today was kind of one of those days where I expelled it a little bit. I went to the restaurant supply place to buy products for our restaurant that we have to, you know, get ready for the next cooking day. And there was nobody in the checkout lanes, nobody except for me and my father. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're waiting. We don't know which way to go or which way to. And we're like, hey, we're over here. It's like we were invisible. It was kind of funny. It was just like, what the heck is going on? Girl sweeping. She's like, just go down the last aisle. So I go into the last aisle, but it was full of boxes and trash and stuff. I'm like, Are you kidding me? Are you joking with me? Or, you know, and I'm pretty kind of a laid-back kind of guy. Well, I got ticked off. And so I went to the manager's office. I said, what the heck's going on here, you know? I want to check out. I want to buy. You know, I want to do my thing. You know, what's happening? The manager came out. He goes, what's up? What's going on? You guys, this guy needs service. And the people were just like, oh, well, you know, we're sweeping and cleaning. And I'm like, you know, so, you know, I usually don't like to complain, but, you know, I was feeling kind of frustrated. And Jake said here, you know, I mean, you might as well jump in now since you're here. I want to introduce Mark. Introduce yourself to the world.
Hi, I'm Mark Matheny. I am an astrologer. I specialize in evolutionary astrology. I've been studying astrology for about 21 years, and I have a blog, and I teach classes at Mystic Nirvana every month and do great radio shows like this, and pretty much just try to help people find their way through these very interesting times.
You can help me. Excuse me, folks, from coughing, because I'm trying to find myself in some interesting things right now. But you heard part of my story today. I mean, any takes on that? Why maybe the universe is throwing stuff out like that?
Well, there is so much energy coming in right now. And just like early tomorrow morning, there's a full moon. And then even more powerful than that, tomorrow around 12:30, there's the planet Uranus makes a station, which highly activates its power. And Uranus, one of the things it rules is the collective unconscious and the subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. So what's been happening is like people are just getting flooded and overwhelmed. It's like we're taught in this culture to suppress things and to stuff our emotions,
right?
And to just kind of, you know, forget that outside stuff that can't be seen. But what's been happening now too is the planet Neptune went into the sign of Pisces, which it rules, that happened about a little bit over a year ago. So it's like everyone's, all this junk and all this garbage that we've kept suppressed, it's like the dam has broken.
Yeah.
And so that's why, too, you see all these crazy things in the news with people snapping and stuff. It's like the more you're stuck in this physical, concrete world and can't see, you know, the spiritual, the divine,
right,
the other stuff out there, it's really hard to deal with. And so now with all this intuition and all this subconscious stuff coming up, it's just, people are just being overwhelmed, and I've been having the same experiences you talked about.
Yeah.
I go to the grocery store, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been standing here staring at macaroni and cheese for 8 minutes, and I don't, I'm like, what happened?
Yeah. So it's good to know that I'm not alone in this venture of the universe. But, you know, I always believe that there's a higher purpose for everything. I mean, that's one of my credos or words that I always use. There's always a higher purpose. So I think about it. Especially today when I was, you know, coming out, I was like, a friend of mine called me the other day, and she goes, honey, why are you sick? And I go, well, because it's cold and whatever. She's like, come on, why are you sick? She goes, those are just excuses. Because you need to speak your true voice. You need to, you know, be respectful with it, of course, you know, and express how you're feeling inside, or you're just going to clog it all up. And, you know, lo and behold, she was correct, you know. She's my perfect mirror. She's a good friend of mine. She has her own show on here, Ananda of Love. She has her shows on, I think it's on Thursdays now in the evening. But she called me out. And I'm like, cool. And when she called me out, and I'm like, okay, she's right. You know, I need to speak up when I feel like there's something that I'm not treated properly or whatever. Without just, you know, without destroying the other person, of course.
Oh, of course.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, the emotional and the psychological stuff definitely has physical manifestations.
Mm-hmm.
So the more we repress and stuff things, if you do that for too long, it comes out as illness and sickness and aches and pains and just, you know, just mentally being checked out a little bit.
Yeah, and then it doesn't help that it's the holidays too. If that makes it, I think it kind of amplifies it a little bit for some people. To, you know, feel the, you know, the daunting task that you have to buy somebody a gift or be connected or involved. You know, so for me, I love the holidays, but this year was really different. This year, you know, I just had Thanksgiving with my family. Usually I have a huge Thanksgiving party, and I didn't even celebrate my birthday this year. I just felt disconnected. I just felt like, you know, I've given a lot of myself, and, you know, not really looking for anything in return, but just felt like I just gave away myself a lot. So, something in my charts probably has something in there about it.
Well, there's something that's going on for everyone. Is I think there is kind of a getting back to basics kind of a thing going mm-hmm. on, because planet Jupiter rules optimism and they're learning and has to do for things like that. It's retrograde right now, which means it's going backwards. So it's its energies focused inward.
Okay.
And so opposed to that, Venus, which rules relationships, and Pluto, which correlates with the soul, are both in the sign of Capricorn. Yep. And those are opposed to Jupiter and Cancer. So what's happening right now is there are lots of relationships ending. There are lots of people changing jobs. There are lots of people moving.
We moved.
There you go. So this is played out on a grand scale. I mean, and that's Facebook gets a bad name sometimes, and sometimes I give it a bad name, but it's great for research, though, because you can just get on there, and you can see what's going on with everybody.
Sure.
And you can see, you know, like a couple days ago, I went on, and like everyone was upset, and, you know, like everyone is searching for, you know, what is sustainable in my relationships,
right.
What's sustainable in my job, what's... If everything has to be perfect for it to be working, then maybe it's not really a sustainable thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to, you know, find another place to work or a relationship that better fits what my soul needs or whatever. So there's a lot of that. And you can, mm-hmm. with these planets going forward and backwards, and Mars is going to be doing that as well. Yeah, I believe there was a discussion on that. So what you're going to see with all these planets going forward and backwards is there's not going to be a lot of solidity and stuff up through now, through like the first week of March. There's going to be a lot of backing and forthing, people not quite sure what to do, you know, trying new things. Mm-hmm. This works, this doesn't work. You know, maybe going back to old relationships, starting new ones, you know, just kind of feeling out what works and what's sustainable and what really, you know, what feeds me on a soul level.
Right.
So there's a lot of that back and forth and going to be going on for the next 3 months.
Yeah, and you know,
a
lot of people don't even have the tools to know how to deal with this stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
And so that makes it even harder. You know, I mean, we have an advantage per se, you know, that, you know, at least we're connected to a group of people who, you know, if we're feeling a certain way, we can kind of communicate with or talk with, or we've learned something to help us ground. But there's a lot of people out there who are really frustrated and really doing some crazy stuff because they just don't know have an outlet. You know, everything is either very parochial or very religious oriented, or you know, the golden rule forever for some people. You know, just, I mean, it's supposed to apply, but for some it doesn't. Then you run into these situations where people do some really crazy stuff, and then after it's done, they're like, "Oh, what did I do?" But you really go to say, "No, I need to die or person or steal that thing," you know. But you know, that happens a lot.
Right, you can't really use the Uranus defense in court.
Yeah, my Uranus. Well, yeah,
Uranus. Yeah. Sorry, Uranus sitting on my Mars. I'm innocent.
That's funny. But you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, it is. If you don't have some kind of spiritual discipline or some kind of grounding, or do, you know, even if you just do yoga or meditation or something to keep a little bit grounded within yourself, everything can feel very daunting and very overwhelming at this point. Mm-hmm. And so with all these planets going retrograde and everything, and a lot of them having to do with relationships, you really are going to have to find what nurtures you and what feeds your soul. And I think, like what you said about Christmas, I'm hearing that from a lot of people. It's like, you know, I'm just not into buying a bunch of presents and stuff. And it's much more rewarding to hang out with friends, you know, or get some kind of spiritual presence rather than physical.
Right. Let me ask you a question. And I've heard this 1,000 times, retrograde. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit what that actually means and how you can describe that to somebody who's a layman. For me, I don't know anything about the field you're in. And so the closest I can come to it is opening up a newspaper and reading my horoscope and wondering what the heck I'm doing at that time and go, oh, yeah, that looks kind of like me.
Right. Okay, so all the planets are moving forward all the time. Mm-hmm. And they all move different cycles. They take different lengths to go through a sign. So you have all these different cycles that are always going on. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes and these are all in accordance to, you know, the Earth. So every once in a while, the planets will, they don't really go backwards, but what happens is their speed slows down.
Okay.
And so they're now, like, going slower than the Earth. So it's kind of like you see, like, if you're on a train, and, like, you see the trees going by the train, and then at a point, it looks like they're going backwards. It's like then the speed of the train has surpassed. So it's not really going, the planets aren't really going backwards, just their speed slowed down enough. And so on that's kind of the physical, what's happening.
Sure.
Now, what's actually happening on the astrological level is the normal outward focus of those planets is now turned inward. So, like, Mars is action and aggression and energy. So when Mars is retrograde, that stuff's turned inwards.
Okay.
So then you can get things like people get built up frustration, maybe get irritable. So you've got to kind of learn how to get in touch with the inner workings of those planets.
Okay.
Because, you know, just as, you know, above, so below, same thing within, without, you know.
Right.
So whatever's going on inside you is going to manifest itself outside. And so that's going to show what kind of people and what kind of experiences you're bringing into your physical plane at this juncture.
Okay, well, I brought you into my plane and you brought me into yours. So that's a good sign. We're heading the right direction.
Yes.
I like that. Very good. Now, Jupiter's a big planet.
Yes, Jupiter. Yeah. Jupiter is the biggest planet, in fact.
Yeah.
And so, on an astrological note, whatever Jupiter is touching, wherever it's hitting in your chart, if it's hitting any planets, mm-hmm. you get lots of. So anytime Jupiter hits something, you get lots of. So Jupiter's in Cancer. Cancer is the most emotional sign. It's also the most nurturing sign.
Okay.
So you're just getting these. I think that's some of two of the zoning out thing you're talking about.
Okay.
So I've been getting a lot of this too. Is just emotionally just overwhelmed.
No.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. So I'm a Sagittarian. My birth is in December, December 8th. And so, you know, we're playful, fun, shooting arrows, playing sports, all that good stuff. We're the life of the party. Jupiter actually is one of our planets, I believe.
That is your ruling planet, in fact.
So the ruling planet. So what happens when you have your ruling planet and Jupiter coming through at the same time? Does that affect? I mean,
It does. It does. If you have, whenever your ruling planet is, just like I'm Pisces, mm-hmm. so Neptune is my ruling planet,
okay.
and it's been like hitting really heavy in my chart. So like I don't consider myself psychic or anything.
Okay.
I think I'm pretty intuitive, but you know, right now I am psychic. Because Neptune's sitting directly and just made a station right on my Mercury, which is mental processes. So I am feeling and I don't even have to ask people stuff. I just know everything right now, and it's a lot.
Good.
So you have to kind of, you know, you kind of need that alone time too to kind of because you pick up everything.
Because it's a good time to reflect, good time to meditate, good time to, you know, sit back and go, wow, which direction am I going? We're so bombarded in this world anymore.
Right.
Even when we were kids, the technology was nothing near what it is now. The kids today are so stimulated. Even some young adults and some mid-age adults, you know, they're all going through this love, this crisis, you know, and feeling all that stuff.
Right, right. So it's, and technology is such an important part of everything right now. I mean, to be able to get anything done, you have to use, you know, technology to stay connected and everything. But that's part of the Jupiter thing, too. And that being your ruling planet, you probably are feeling this Jupiter effect a lot. So it's, with it being retrograde, I mean, that really, I know for a lot of people, it's just bringing up a lot of emotions.
Yeah, because I'm feeling like Atlas right now.
Yeah.
Like I'm holding this big-ass planet on my back and just going, oh, you know.
Right, and I think that goes back to the Capricorn stuff too we have with Venus and Pluto. It's sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
What can you know, we all have periods where we have to carry an extra load and stuff, but it's like, is it like that on a daily basis for months or years at a time? Is that really something that we can sustain? So
right.
We have to kind of,
and now we're moving into out of one year into another year. So how do we finish off this year? I mean, there aren't too many weeks left now in 2013. And so what are you seeing in the last 2 weeks, and then take us into, you know, 2014, what to expect?
Okay, so right now we just came through a lot of planetary stations and stuff, so there's been a lot of intensity. Like I said, tomorrow morning at around 4 in the morning, there's a full moon, and it's in the side, that will affect Sagittarius and Gemini.
Okay, that's bad me.
Okay. And then tomorrow around 12, a little bit after 12:30, Uranus makes an exact station. So that chaotic kind of frenetic energy.
So the universal toilet.
Yes, yes, yes. That kind of chaotic energy is going to keep going for another 24 hours. Should be a little loosening up after like 12:30-ish tomorrow. But you can probably expect the news to be interesting in the morning.
Yeah, I don't watch the news too much, so you might have to call me and let me know.
Okay. So, but after that, it'll spin a little bit. In a couple weeks here, well, in about a week, the sun will be moving into Capricorn, so that tends to calm things a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But an interesting thing that's happening is that the planet Venus, which rules relationships, that goes retrograde on December 20th. Which is
right
around the corner. So normally Venus stays in the sign for 3 weeks, but as a planet starts to change direction and goes retrograde, it slows down. So actually we're getting like another 3 months of Venus in Capricorn. Instead of 3 weeks, we're getting like a three-month transit.
Okay.
So during that, Venus in Capricorn don't really mesh that well.
Okay.
Because Capricorn is kind of cold, hard facts, what's sustainable, what's practical. And Venus is, you know, that's where we meet with the what's practical in our relationships and what really works.
Okay.
And Venus also has to do with like our morals and values and what's important to us, because
okay.
Venus also has like an inner Venus and ruled Venus rules two signs. It rules Taurus and Libra. So like
I know some of those.
Yes. the Taurus half of Venus is kind of our inner relationship with ourself,
okay.
What we appreciate, what we love, what we value, what comforts us.
Sure.
The Libra side of that is more like interacting with other people. So with Venus being in Capricorn now, it's going to be, you'll see people moving in and out of people's lives. It's like, this doesn't work anymore, that I love this person's energy.
Mm-hmm. So you've seen a lot of change, especially when we've gotten in.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication and resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Okay, we're back. Sorry, a little technical difficulty. It's what is that? The universe, right?
Uranus. Uranus station.
Yeah.
Uranus rules technology.
Well, it ruled it today. let's take a caller and see if they have a question for you, or if they have something they want to share about what's going on here. 1 second. Hello, caller 609. You're on the air.
Hello, how you doing?
Welcome to the show.
I have a question. Hello.
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, okay. My
question your name?
Is Tabitha. Hi, Iggy.
Tabitha, welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome. My question is, I have a lawyer, and I'm trying to file bankruptcy, and I'm really trying to get my driver's license. And I want to know, am I going to, you know, get my driver's license, and should I fire this lawyer and get another lawyer or just keep this lawyer?
Well, it sounds to me like you've lost your license temporarily or something like that. Oh,
yes.
Am I correct
well, I never
on that?
Had them.
Okay.
I never
oh,
had
Oh, you've
them.
Never had a license? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you feel like you've never had a license before? Have you never driven before?
Oh, I've driven, but, you know, I just never had my license.
Oh, okay, I get it. So you run some issues. Anything you feel you pick up since you're kind of in the intuitive side here lately?
At this point, it's probably good to legally dot your I's and cross your T's and just get everything on the legal front with all the Capricorn energy out there, because
mm-hmm.
Now's the time where that could come back and bite you. So.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though, I'm filing bankruptcy in order for me to get my license. Do you think I should keep this lawyer or let this lawyer go? Because I don't know. I'm just feeling like I want to let him go, but I don't want to be making rash decisions. And I know I can make rash decisions with my temper.
Yeah, I'd say that there's a lot of backing and forthing with people going on right now. So I'm saying if you're not comfortable with them, then I'd say what else is out there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you on that one, picking up energetically that, too. It's easy right now to go back and forth because, you know, you're not getting the results that you're looking for and the things that are playing out the way you want to play out. You always have that option. That's your option. Lawyers sometimes think that they're, you know, they're they're the big top dog, and you know, they don't, you can't fire them. But you know, they're like anybody. If they don't produce, they don't do the job they're supposed to do, then it's your decision and your legal right to, you know, get legal representation that is benefiting you. If it's not benefiting you, then there's no question but to, you know, correct that and remedy that. But like Mark is also saying, also right now there's a lot of back and forthing. I think you need to put down and lay down, you know, specifically to him what you expect him to do for you or her. And if they can't produce that, you know, maybe it's time to move on. But that's my take. That's what I'm picking up.
Well, do you think the bankruptcy is going to go through, though?
I don't see why it won't. It wouldn't. I don't see why it wouldn't go through. It's just going to be a matter of figuring out what you want to do and how you want to proceed. That's what I'm picking up. Your indecision is the only thing you're at right now. Once you make that decision, I believe you're going to be okay. Just be patient. A lot of this stuff doesn't happen overnight. I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but just take your time. Do it smart. And the higher source, if you pray, pray to God, pray to whatever, or ask whatever grounds you and centers you, connect with that source energy, because that's going to help you. Believe it or not, prayer is very powerful. A lot of people, you know, discount it and think it's just for Sunday morning or whatever. But, you know, I think when you find something that grounds you and gives you source, you'll start to hear those voices in your head that kind of help you and guide you along the way. Ask for your angels. Ask for your guides to come out and help you. It sounds like you just need a little push. Ask some of your friends. Ask people who are close to you, some of the close advisors you created.
I don't have none of them.
Okay, okay, well, I'm going to help you with that, because anybody that you care about, you emulate, you know, someone who's in business, somebody who you think is knows something, you can actually communicate with different people and different source energy and ask for that, you know, advice. You have to be sit silent, and you have to sit there and go and listen, and without interruption and without you know being ego-minded. You have to rest your ego and just let it relax. Once you're able to do that, it might take some time, but you know, the thing is, you're kind of in the position where you have to make a decision fairly quick is what I'm feeling. But I think just get quiet, get centered. You know, sit down, get in that bathtub with some roses and just chill back, some candles and a little glass of wine, and just think about some things that you need to work with. And I think you'll start getting into the right direction. All right?
Okay. All right.
I appreciate you.
Okay,
thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, good point there, Iggy, on the the hot bath and the, well, the wine too. But the
that's what spirit told me to say. So I'm not going to argue with spirit.
Yeah, the wine has been a good friend.
Yeah.
But yeah, that Epsom salts, sea salts, that kind of stuff. Because sometimes I have a hard time, because I'm so, my whole chart is water. I'm all water.
Sure.
I'm all Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. So I found that I need to be in water. That really helps me to meditate and to think things out. I need to physically be sitting in the bathtub. Sorry for the visual, people.
That's funny. No, but, you know, I get that a lot. Water is a good grounding. It's a good communicator. It's all over the world. It's inside of us. It's part of
right.
us. It makes the biggest part of us, makes up of us, you know.
Right.
90% of us is water.
And go with whatever element you are. I mean, I'm like, my whole chart's water. So if you're a Sagittarius, you maybe the candle's the fire, lots
mm-hmm.
of
yeah.
fire. If you're a Taurus or a Capricorn or a Virgo, maybe you want a little thing of sand to put your feet in while you meditate, or you know, dirt, earth.
Absolutely, that's what I find. You know, just I just listen. You know, I used to go,
right.
"Wow, should I really tell people that?" But you know what? I found out later, if I didn't tell them, I got in trouble for it, you know? And so now I'm just going with it. It sounds kind of weird, because I'm surprised, because when I do say it, people are like, oh, yeah, I was thinking about that. Someone else told me that. So I find the universe has a way of communicating. They just need that one more person to acknowledge. And, you know, the work we do has manifested itself into grand work now, because we don't have to travel thousands or hundreds of miles away to communicate with people. We can just get online, get on the phone, cell phones, whatever. You know, the work that we do now is just amplified. It's changed tremendously.
No, I agree, Tyler. And you hit a great point, too. Something else I had stressed with Neptune being so powerful now, being in the sign that it rules, is turn your left brain off.
Yeah.
Stop trying to think your way out of things. and feel what's inside. Your gut and your intuition are, for everyone, is probably working better now than it ever has your whole life. So listen to that. Listen to the inner voice. Listen to your intuition. You're going to make much better decisions.
Yeah, another thing that I find is if you have questions, get a little journal. I have a little book about this big, a little one. If you have a question, write it in the book. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Close the book, put it away, and then throughout the day or a couple of weeks or whatever it takes, however long you want it to take, the processes, the answer will come to you because you've created, you started that manifestation. It's funny because here's an example of what I did. I wrote, should I start an area community, whatever, the businesses work together? I had the idea, everything, wrote it down, what I wanted to do. But I was the guy who threw the idea out. So Friday, one of the ladies across the street comes and goes, we're having a meeting for a business association and for all the business to help each other out. And I'm laughing. I'm going, she's, why are you laughing? I said, that's okay. Because I knew exactly what it was about. Some of us are great manifestors of ideas, but we're not follow-throughers. We're not the ones that create manifestors. But we put it out there and somebody else goes, wow, I need to grab that. And I can run with it. And I'm one of those people.
I'm manifesting like crazy right now. I'm like pulling people out of thin air. It's crazy. I've never had an experience like this. I'm just drawing people in like crazy.
Awesome.
It's been amazing. I mean, and it's happening within 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, well, time is an illusion.
Right.
So,
right.
Exactly. See, we've already created it. We're just collecting it now. We're bringing it into our surrounding, into our energy. We're ready. And I think some of us are ready. You're ready.
Absolutely. I feel like I'm just like wide open right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like even just like came to the drum circle here at your restaurant mm-hmm. a few days ago. Really awesome time, awesome people. Yeah. And this great time is totally for me. Just, you know,
very good.
Just really drawing people in that are, you know, good for you right now.
I'm really happy that you took some time out of your schedule to be with us, because I know we've been connecting a little bit online and stuff, but eventually it all comes together.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's good. So let's take a little break, and we'll come right back, right?
Hey, Jenny, I heard you have a new sponsor in your show.
Yeah, I'm so excited. John Addison of Holistic Highways to Wisdom, who's an amazing, amazing video maker, and he creates videos for people who are in the metaphysical and spiritual community to promote their services and get their energy and their message out there.
Yeah, I know John very well. He's done videos for me as well.
Awesome. I know he's a great asset to our community. Anyway, if you want to check out John as a practitioner, or if you'd like to check out his wonderful series of metaphysical videos, just pop on over to holistichighwaystowisdom.com. Back to the show.
Welcome back to WithInsightsRadio.com. I'm Ziggy Garcia, broadcasting live here in Columbus, Ohio. We are kind of traveling the stars in the universe, and we're kicking it around with Mark Matheny here, my buddy. He drummed for the first time. Well, I don't think it's the first time, but it's drummed the first time with us, at least.
Yep.
I was happy that you had an opportunity to drum with us. I'm learning a lot about what the universe is putting out there, what to expect. Even learning what retrograde meant. You know, I learned something new today. Somebody explained it to me finally, to some degree where I can understand it. Which I thank you very much for that, because I'm a very visual person.
Oh, me too. Very right brained. Yeah. Yes.
We're like that. So let's take this caller and move on to the calls, and then we'll go back into where you want to head with this. 857, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who are we talking to?
Sure, my name is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. I know that there's I believe it's an eclipse that's happening in January. And that eclipse, I want to say it's a lunar eclipse. When those happen on someone's birthday, like I think it's like 10 degrees Aquarius, except it's lunar, and I have 10 degrees Aquarius, my sun. How does that affect me, and what does that mean? I'm just curious.
Yeah, that's talk about manifesting. Eclipses have come up numerous times for me in the last week. When you have an eclipse, or even like tomorrow with the full moon, if that's hitting something directly in your chart, an eclipse will or a full moon will push things in the direction that it's already going. So whatever, and it depends on what planet that is. So that eclipse is hitting on your sun in January. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, your sun is your personality, your vitality, your creativity. So you need to watch in like the couple weeks leading up to that and see what's on getting the universe. And that's kind of the direction that things will be pushed with that eclipse. Actually, one of my good astrology friends was born just on the same day as an eclipse.
Nice.
And she's really, yeah, very intuitive, very... So that will definitely, if you're like born on one of those days, it'll really heighten that planet, and it'll be like an additional intensity to that. So you'll be feeling your oats probably on that,
yeah.
On the day of that eclipse there.
She could do this show.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, sometimes
cool.
They get labeled as being bad or negative things, but they're really not. They just kind of push. If things are going poorly in that area, it might push them worse, but if they're going in a good direction, they kind of just push things in the direction they're already going.
Very good.
Okay. So.
Thank you.
Okay. So, thank you.
All right.
Okay, you're welcome.
That's pretty cool. Eclipses are pretty powerful. I was watching a show. What was it? Was it Ancient Aliens? Yeah. Ancient Aliens. They were actually doing a show where the eclipse came across this. You know, from an island. They had to actually film it. They were trying to prove Einstein's theory of relativity or whatever. So when the eclipse came across, I don't know if it was across the. I think it was across the sun, if I'm not mistaken, just because of the way the contraptions were made. But they said that they took pictures and they could see the stars were like bent, like the light, because he was trying to say that you know the light would bend, the universe would fracture or whatever. Or,
right, right.
So it's pretty cool when you can see it. A star that would be like this, it actually was like linear, like flat. It was pretty interesting. It was pretty amazing. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. And he looks like, Shia LaBeouf looks like Albert Einstein.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I was looking at that on Facebook today. Did you see that today?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you got to see that. They do look a lot alike. Play young Einstein.
Awesome.
Very good. Well, take us to wherever you want to take us this next 20 minutes.
Okay. So what's been going on for the last year and a half is there's been a lot of that. Usually you have stuff pretty much scattered around. But right now, all the outer planets, which are the slower moving planets and kind of have a bigger cultural effect and like a bigger effect on the masses opposed to the inner, more personal planets. They've all been, except for Uranus, all the other ones are in earth and water signs. So this has really been, I don't know anyone who didn't have an intense September this year. And what that was Saturn and the North Node were both in the sign of Scorpio and they were conjunct, meaning they were very close to the same degree. So, like in the form of astrology I do, evolutionary astrology, the North Node correlates with future, the way you want to move towards destiny. And the South Node, they're also called the Moon's Nodes, the South Node is like past karma and things you're trying to work out, stuff you carry over from other lives. So, people tend to have a heavy South Node influence up through their first Saturn return, which is about 28 years of age. So after that, you then start, you're like fully integrated into this life and maybe start making better decisions for your future. So I just noticed a big shift in September when Saturn was exact. I don't have to every, I think it's 11 years, I believe that is. So people were really feeling the pull of what's not right in my world and what needs fixed and what direction do I need to go. So I said there was a lot of shifting going on at that point. And so with all these planets and water signs too, we have all this intuition flowing in. So it's like people are really getting a lot of signals. And like we talked about, it can be overwhelming, especially if you're not spiritually attuned. You just have like, you know, where are all these thoughts stuff? And why is all this trauma stuff from my past coming up now? And how do I sort through and filter all this stuff? And so, and that's kind of where like the Pisces and Neptune intuition is really playing out, is we really have to listen to the right side of our brain and, you know, listen to that inner voice and see what we really need to, you know, focus to get where we be, where we need to be. Because, like, you know, there's just lots of shifting and moving around of things right now. And it's like subconsciously people are trying to get aligned with what's going to feed their spirit. And so if you don't have some kind of spiritual discipline or don't know this stuff, there was a lot of, you know, this fall there was a lot of running around and like everyone very anxious and antsy, not really sure of the direction they were going in, but they just knew like changes had to be made.
So when I can picture, when you said that, I can picture like a salmon run. And like salmon going back to their home, back to their birthplace, swimming up the water.
Yes.
Some of them are just going to make it, some of them aren't going to make it. You know?
Yeah.
Just really struggle, the battle.
Just literally the fish swimming up the water.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Pisces, Neptune,
Alley. Yeah. The number is 646-595-3440. And that's 646-595-3440. And, Mark, what is your website again?
It's www.markmetheny.com. Last name is Methenny. And you can also find me at markmetheny.blogspot.com. And I have a blog that I should update much more regularly than I do.
Yeah.
And you can, and you can find me on Facebook and mysticnirvana.com. And, oh, heck, I'm pretty much everywhere, I guess.
Yeah. He'll have a link on IggyGarcia.com pretty soon here. So, I mean, I'm trying to talk Mark into having his own little show on With Insights Radio on our little staple of holistic practitioners here.
Sounds
hopefully
very appetizing.
He has something to do something for us. That would be fantastic. We would really appreciate that. That'd be awesome.
Sounds very good.
Anything else you want to share with us?
Yeah, well, just like with tomorrow, with this Uranus station, and the bigger frame of things, we're in this. Uranus is chaos and change. Pluto is death, rebirth, transformation. So we're in this cycle in our history. We're in this like 5-year cycle of Pluto and Uranus forming squares to each other, which a square is it's a 90-degree angle is the mathematical part of it, but it's a stressor. It's a stressor. So if you go back to this year, we're going to have the 5th and 6th of these exact Uranus-Pluto squares, and then the 7th one will be in March of 2015. But as they happen, that's when we see all the, you know, there's some weeks where there's just explosions and spree shootings and just all-out craziness. Those are all traceable. Those are all gathered around the Uranus-Pluto squares. So, and sometimes those things are disturbing, and it's like, you know, you don't. Sometimes I struggle with predicting things, like bad things and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you know, I found that even when I don't come outward with my predictions, the things still happen. So it ends up kind of being, you know. These are necess- earthly things, even though they're painful, but everybody's soul needs security on some level. And sometimes we have to be shaken out of these things because we stuff and we get stuck in situations and we do stuff. And sometimes we need to
are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders. You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Talking about just tragic events there that go on. Sometimes it's got to shake us out of our boots a little bit.
Right, right. So, I mean, these events are disturbing sometimes, but at a point, you know, sometimes they're kind of necessary to shake us out of our shell and to remind us what's important and, you know, get back to basics in some areas and stuff. So even though some of these things are difficult, it's all part of our evolution. And, you know, remember, these are just our, you know, we're souls having a physical experience. These are just our physical bodies.
Sure.
So on the soul level, it's like it's part of experiencing all different parts of reality, you know, the good and the bad. And that makes us more complete and more compassionate and more understanding of the plight of others and, you know, just kind of helps us grow. You know, a lot of times I hear the question, you know, why do good bad things happen to good people, and why do things like this happen and everything? And it's like you have to understand, like, our soul is trying to experience as many things as possible. So even what may appear to be, you know, a tragic or difficult event on the outside or in the public's eyes, it's painful for people, but overall, it's kind of necessary for, you know, if there was no dark, no one would appreciate the light, you know. We have to go through these things, and these make us richer, deeper people, and, you know, makes us, you know, love the people that are physically here still even more, and, you know, make sure that we're... That's one of the other big themes now, because Cancer is all about nurturing, and with Jupiter, the biggest planet being Cancer, I've been doing this. I've made a lot of great friends through my meetings and radio shows and stuff, and just haven't really had the time to really connect with them.
Sure.
But I've been, you know, last few months, I've been like, you know, I'm not just poking them on Facebook on their birthday. You know, I call them and tell them, you know, say happy birthday or, you know, I love you or whatever.
Sweet.
And just, you know, try to brighten somebody else's day and try to, because we're really going to need to nurture each other a lot over the next few months here, because,
sure,
you know, there's a lot of difficult stuff going on, but this is kind of, I think it's kind of good, like the people aren't as into the presents and stuff this year. Because I'm sensing on the positive side of that, I'm sensing that people are like hanging out more,
yeah,
and like and connecting with people they've been meaning to connect with. And you know, I've just been going down through my Facebook friends and like, I've met that person a couple times. I haven't never really got a chance to talk to him. So I'm going to say, hey, do you want to go grab some coffee or something?
That's awesome.
And just, you know, connecting with all these cool people I've met over the last few years and just get to know. And I'm finding out, you know, I'm calling people and like talking to them on the phone for 3 hours. I'm like, you know. And then what happens, too, is you're finding all these weird I had one of the worst conversations of my life last night. It's like a 3-hour instant message thing. But I found out all this zoning out. And this is happening to a lot of people.
Okay. I don't feel alone now.
Yeah. Yeah. This is happening to a lot of people. And it's just, there's just so much energy out there and just so much emotion and stuff that it's like, you know, people have.
See, that's so Raven.
Oh, I've heard of it. Yeah, yeah.
It's a little black. She can see and tap into the future, but she can't really tell what's going on. They focus on her eyeball, and then she goes to this one little scene that plays out, and then she tries to help the situation out, but in her attempt to try to help out, she doesn't realize it. It's just some things play out. And so what she got a glimpse of something doesn't mean it was a bad thing.
Right.
It was just a thing that looked bad because she perceived it that way.
Right.
And so, but I find myself, I zone out and I go into these little parallel universes where I see,
right,
where I tap into the infinite possibilities of time, where I can actually see something happening, which is pretty cool. But I mean, I probably look really strange standing,
right,
in front of the macaroni box like you were.
Right, right.
Going,
right.
I wonder where he's at.
Right. No, because I've been doing that a lot lately. I'll just be in a store and I'm like, standing in this aisle for like 5 minutes.
When you ask for certain things in the universe will give you exactly what you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a lot of callers on this online here, and I ask them, you know, be very specific what you are asking for. You know, write it down. I mean, if you want it 6 feet tall, if you want it if you want it 4 wheels,
right,
you need to be, because you know what? If you ask for a car, you're going to get a car, and it might be a matchbox.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, it's just that way.
Birthday card with the car on it.
It doesn't discriminate.
Right.
The universe does not discriminate. It hears you, and as soon as it hears that message, it works on manifesting that. And, you know, and then when you shut it off, it shuts it off and takes it to the next one. It's such a vast, it's so big that we can't even fathom what it is. It works.
I totally agree with you, and if I don't remember who told me this, but somebody told me this a few years back, that we're trying to manifest things and they're sitting there with an attorney and that you're wanting to get a writ signed contract, try to be that specific with it.
Is that how I got married, huh?
Yeah. Your wife's great.
No, she's awesome.
Your whole family is really awesome, actually.
No, but sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
That's further, you know?
Yeah, so it is. It's like, it is, be very, very specific. And you know, the more detail you can give, the more stuff you can. I've been talking to a lot of people who are doing like vision boards, where they literally like cut out pictures of stuff that they, and so it's something that can focus. And
mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just moved recently, and I've had all these Neptune transits. I've got an 800-page Neptune book by Liz Green. I took it. I took it off my bookshelf, sitting right there on top of the mantle now, so I have to look at it all day, every day.
Now, do you have any classes or anything coming up at Mystic Nirvana? Anything coming up you want to promote here on the show before we sign off here in a little bit?
Yeah, actually, once a month I teach a class. We have one just this Saturday. The next one will probably be the third Saturday in January, probably, and we'll take an in-depth look at all the events that are and all the energies that are coming up for 2014. Normally it's a 2-hour class when they can get me to shut up in that amount of time, mm-hmm. which isn't very often.
Nice.
But usually we spend like an hour like with a lesson, an astrology lesson, going, and then we spend maybe an hour like going over like charts, people in the news, stuff that's going on out,
okay.
You know, chart of celebrities or world leaders, countries.
Do you do this online or do you do this?
Nope, it's in. You have to look at me for 2 hours. It's a steep price.
All right. That's good. So if you folks are interested in that, just look up Mark, your website again, please give it to us so we can...
www.markmetheny.com. It's M-E-T-H-E-N-Y. All E's.
Yeah, it's been a great show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, our time is running short. Is there anything you want to leave the call with?
No, I would just say over the next three, between now and the first week of March, just chill, realize there's going to be some backing and forthing, try to be fluid with things, because there's trying to be fixed on stuff right now could be potentially upsetting. So just try to be fluid, go with the thing. I'm learning every day right now is an adventure, and it's very exciting, and there'll be highs and lows, but the next one's right around the corner, and it's just, really take care of each other right now. Just nurturing, that's the best thing you can do right now, is just help other people.
Very good. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come and talk with us, seeing your mind, what the universe has allowed you and gifted you with, and I don't know anybody better. I haven't run into anybody who doesn't say anything but good things about you and the work you do. So
thank you.
It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor.
Thanks for
having me. Hopefully, have his own show on here.
That's very possible.
Or come visit us once a month. At least once a month, visit Iggy here. We'd love that.
I
totally love that.
Very interested in that.
Okay. Well, folks, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight and being on the chat. Everybody's a little quiet today on the chat. Usually they're all going, but that's okay. Obviously, you love the show and you enjoyed it. I've given you the website link there. You can take a look at it. Check Mark out. He's a friend of mine on Facebook. You can find him there in my friends list. Just connect with him. He's awesome. He's great. We really appreciate him. He's huge here in Columbus. He does a lot of great things for our community, and we're blessed to have him. We're blessed that he's in Columbus. And he's accessible. So, with further ado, Ho'oponopono, and have a great night. I hope everybody enjoyed the show, and we will see each other next week, hopefully. Everything works out. We don't have any radio difficulties. But that's how it works sometimes. The universe wants us to adjust and move through it. So, much love, peace, and listen to your heart, love. It's talking to you.